what she uses.
Don't worry, he didn't.
Yeah, that was. But that was the thing.
I know, this is a way I could say this one. Let's say you have your little granddaughters here, and she's coming pulling here, and she's taking some of the paper, and she's trying to get my pen, and you'd say, now you go on in the other room. But I might say to you, oh,
she'll
what?
She's not bothering
me.
How's
she
gonna get out of that? She'll what?
Now, if your wife wants something,
any kind of special kind of talk?
She wants to buy something. She wants to get the money from you. And she knows a way that she might be able to get it from you. What might she do? She'll come up and she'll what? She'll start saying, you know, you're so handsome. You're the nicest guy in the whole world. Are you so glad I've got you?
But she don't get away with that anymore.
What is she doing, though? What is she trying to do?
She's trying to bribe me then.
Okay, by using what? What she uses?
Just a ringing sound.
What kind of,
you might say?
There used to be an old expression, that word won't get you anywhere.
Okay, but what, now start all over again. You say, listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What might you say to a baby?
Let's say you know a girl who's really good at doing this. And you're talking about it, and you'll say, oh, she'll what him out of that. How's she going to get out of that? She'll what?
She's talking about.
Okay, she'll talk about any kind of special kind of talk?
Expecting something?
They all use a different brand.
Well,
would you say sweet talk?
Yeah, they sweet talk him out of that.
He needn't be.
You needn't be.
You ever use the expression soft soap?
I don't think so. Might have.
You know what soft soap is?
Yeah.
About 90% lie.
Let's say way off in the distance we heard the church bell ringing. Just a ringing sound. Off in the distance, you might say.
All right,
but you don't very much, so you might say, I've
got a little time.
Okay, but what, now start all over again. You say, listen.
To the church bell.
You have two choices.
What might you say to a baby who's hiding underneath the table when he puts his head up? He might say,
I'd rather do this.
Okay, pee-pie. What's the word that you use for when somebody's not expecting something? They're what?
Scared.
Well, it just comes as a
surprise.
Okay, and you might say, you needn't be.
Sometimes
you needn't be surprised.
Okay.
You're a little stiff in the
joint.
Okay.
Now, let's say that we've got a bicycle and it's
squeaking. And I tried
squeaking.
To talk you out of it.
Seems to need
but
some oil.
Everything I have said.
And you think, we've got to go home because we've got to oil the bicycle. I've got.
By everything I said.
But you don't very much, so you might say, I've got
a little.
Do you want to? Remember when we were in the back?
You have two choices of something to do.
Hook on the mule.
There's this and there's this. Two choices. You might say, I'd rather do this
than that.
That was sweet.
Okay. You worked on that and worked on it. And you said, zipper.
Go ahead.
This bra has buttons.
On it.
Okay. We're going to go back, pick up one. Sometimes you say you're a little stiff in the
joints.
Okay. Now, you have your mind set on going somewhere, and I've tried to talk you out of it. But despite everything I have said, you're going to go. Now, how might you say that? By everything I've said, you'd say, well,
I'm going anyway.
Okay.
Do you want to remember when we were in the back and you showed us this device that was used for hooking the mule to the plow? What do you call that?
Single tree.
And if you have for more than one animal?
Devil tree.
Okay.
Okay.
You worked on that and worked on it. And you said
go
zipper.
Go ahead.
This blouse has buttons.
On it.
Okay.